altyd lekker as 'n meisiekind jy ore aan sit in mansport. Nee?
Ja,
is baie lekker. Ek is eintlik baie trots op dit. Vooral as hy 14 jaar oud is. Haar naam is Mackenzie Bams. Sy sit saam met ons hier in die ateljee. Cross country superstar, racer extraordinaire and a machine on a motorcycle.
Sure.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hello. Welcome to studio. Thanks for joining us this morning. So you are a rising star in the off-road motorcycle racing endeavors at the moment. And Dad's also here, Chris Moore.
Morning. Moore amal.
Dis al sy Afrikaans vir vandag.
Well, well done.
Hi, Mackenzie. Are you well?
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Just tell us how it started with you getting onto a motorbike.
I started riding when I was 2.5 because my dad threw me on a bike. And then we thought it was the right time when I was 6 and I started racing and I just enjoyed it so much.
And you're doing very, very well.
Yeah.
Where are you in the standings at the moment? And also, do you race against boys your age?
Yes, I do. In the National Enduro, I'm standing in 8th place. And then in the Farm Jam Hair Scramble, I was 4th.
So, explain to us what the difference is between a typical hair scramble and an enduro race.
So, an enduro is just rocks everywhere. You climb mountains and you're in the bush.
Very technical.
For like 2 hours straight and you don't come back. And then with a hair scramble, it's like, do you know cross country? It's like flat and then it's a little bit easier than an enduro. And you do laps and laps and laps and 2 hours.
Also, the hair scramble has a motocross type start.
Yeah.
So where all the bikes start together, and on an enduro, you start individually and it's timed.
Yeah.
So, first person to cross the line on a hair scramble wins after the last lap or after the time has lapsed, but the person with the best time wins in an enduro.
Yeah. Correct.
And you do both.
Yes.
Which do you prefer?
It's quite hard. I think I do prefer the hair scrambles because you get a race with your friends, and you're not alone a lot. But with the enduro, it's also, it's very intense.
Very intense.
So tell me something. I want to ask you something interesting. The boys that compete against you, are they very envious of you?
Well, they don't like me.
That's what I thought. Because who would have thought a girl, pretty, and 14 years old, she's beautiful.
A pretty young girl. You would never say if you saw her that she's such a monster.
Yeah, and she crosses the line ahead of them. Mm. Hey, of course they don't like you.
What is it like winning a race against, I mean, because you compete with guys older than yourself as well.
Yeah. So in the morning, they're all my friends, but after the race, they don't like me.
Chris, what were you thinking?
When we all started, we never thought we would get to this point.
So you thought, I've got a girl, but she needs to ride a motorcycle. Let's see if she's interested. And then she took to it.
She took to it, yeah. And that's her passion, and that's all she wants to do.
Okay, so I need to ask a question now, Mackenzie. Chris, you don't answer this. Are you better than your dad?
Yes.
Sy het eers getwyfel oor daai ene, sy was definitief seker.
So what are the fitness requirements to race motorcycles? Because if you think about it, it doesn't seem to be such a difficult thing.
So obviously the racing part is very fun, but the training behind it, you have to be really fit to like go through 2 hours of racing. And like, it's just, you have to stay strong because it's also for your safety. If you're not strong, you're not going to hold on to that bike. Especially when you've got speed wobbles and everything.
Yeah.
What is the hardest that you fell off a bike?
Oh, when flying in the sky.
Really?
Yeah.
Launch.
Oh, my word. But were you okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Ja,
sy's 14.
Dit
kom eers nadat jy 30 is, waar die beserings regtig vir jou 'n ernstige probleem
raak. So is there also a technique to falling the right way?
I think so.
But luckily at their age, they bounce. At our age, we break, you know.
That's
what
true.
What was that one moment you had at that off-road at Rhino Park where you fell?
Oh, I just sat there and like rethought my life choices.
Yeah. Choices, yeah. So, okay, on a serious note for a minute, is this something that you want to pursue as a career perhaps, being one of the first female riders to do an international enduro race or perhaps hair scramble racing? Are you interested in motocross?
Well, when I am older, I would love to do the Dakar because I think that is a lot of fun. And yeah, I would love to partake. And there's also lots of enduro races overseas.
What's the physical limitations? I mean, at your age, girls develop a little bit quicker than boys, and then suddenly the things change. What are the physical limitations for a girl and some of the unique challenges for a girl on a bike?
Well, obviously, the boys are a lot taller and bigger than me. But I think that because I'm a lot shorter and everything, though I can go faster on the bike because they're like weighing the bike
down. They're
heavy,
yeah.
I would just absolutely love to see you participating in the Dakar one day.
Yeah.
I think that would be amazing, awesome. Imagine how they are going to be envious of you.
Yeah.
Those guys, when you beat them. Oh, my word. And that's all it is. It's just jealousy.
Yeah.
Hey. And actually, meanwhile, back at the ranch, they like you quite a lot. But they'll never say because she beat them.
So when it comes to participation in events going forward, do you want to keep participating and competing against guys? Or do you want to race in the female classes?
I would love to compete against the guys. I think that there's a lot of females, but there's not as much competition. Because the guys do push you. They are fast girls, but there's not so many here where we are. So I'd love to compete against the guys.
What's the secret to being quick on a bike?
Just take risks.
Don't be afraid. Never
gear,
be afraid.
Eyes closed and pin it.
Yes.
See, that's another reason why this is something you need to do when you're young.
Yeah.
Because then you are fearless.
Yeah.
The older you get, the more you become scared. Should I go there? Should I go this fast?
Yeah.
But I mean, I've given you a look or two, and I don't think age is going to matter. You're going to still be fearless. Doesn't matter.
Chris, as a dad, and I need to, we needed to get your wife in studio as well. How much fear do you experience during these races for her?
You know, as a parent, and both of us parents, it's when there's a cross-country race, it's the nerves already start as a parent on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
If you're racing on a Saturday. So, Urbanal is your best friend. And on race day, yes, you are nervous. The first lap is the worst, and the start is the worst. But once they come in on the first lap, then you can sort of breathe a sigh of relief, if you understand what I'm trying. And then we're also tracking her. But that's also nerve-wracking because you'll be tracking her and then suddenly the tracker will stop.
Yes.
And that could be due to GPS, a fall or it's not picking up signal or something like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's her passion and we've got to support that. And as a parent, we've just got to sort of bite the nail and try and keep the nerves as calm as possible, I guess.
Has your mom ever tried to talk you out of doing this?
Yeah.
Definitely.
I can relate. I can understand that 100%. But obviously it didn't work.
No.
So now she's accepted this is what you're going to do. This is what you love.
Yeah, she has.
So Mackenzie, when it comes to your parents, how much of a role in your success have they played?
They are the reason why I'm where I am, because obviously I wouldn't be able to go to any of the races, wouldn't have my bikes or anything. I wouldn't have even started this bikes.
If it wasn't for that.
Yeah.
So what bike are you riding at the moment?
KTM 85.
85, is it the big wheel 85, obviously, at this stage. Chris, have you done anything to it that makes it a bit quicker?
Of course.
Of course. She can do it.
There are limitations within the class and what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. So,
And then going forward this year, how's it looking for the championship?
So I think we've got another race, the last National Enduro coming up. So hopefully I can get more up at the top. But I'm in eighth position for right now.
Nationally? Just say nationally.
That is amazing work.
Race is in Pilgrim's Rest, so that's at the end of this month.
It's going to be wet. You know it's going to be wet. You know it's going to be a wet race. Yeah. It's going to be interesting. Wow, Mackenzie, so well done. Thank you so much for coming through and chatting to us this morning. Chris, dankie dat jy ook 'n draai kom maak het. Dankie
Mackenzie
vir Baiko. All the best for the rest of the championship. Good luck for next year. I know you're going to change classes next year.
Hopefully.
Yeah, you're going to the next class. And we'll have a graduation ceremony when you place fifth in the championship.
And we're going to keep a close eye. Good luck.
Thank you.
And well done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well done, Mackenzie Baer. Thanks, guys.
Thanks
chat
so much for coming through and chatting with us.